Well, hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and your success coach, Trina Newby. Well, we're broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 11th, 2011, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. As always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We continue this month with our theme, Spring into Action, and today we're going to be talking about something that I think as women, especially, we need to pay close attention to, and that is no other than ways to declutter your business life. That's right, it's all about gaining clarity and identifying the true priorities in your business life. As I mentioned in the previous show, we're almost halfway through the year, and it's really time to tighten up your business planning and evaluate whether or not you are accomplishing your goals. When you are a solo entrepreneur, while so many things can cloud you, your mind as you are trying to grow your business. So this is a timely topic because, you know, the spring always reminds us of spring cleaning. Perhaps you remember as a little girl being given several chores and tasks to do around the house as your mom did cleaning that she hadn't did all year, you know, perhaps cleaning behind the sofas and the curtains and all of that good stuff. So nothing should be as different with our business. You know, we really do have to take all of the crap out of our business and really get down to what's important. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also, we have Karen Kimbrough, who has been gracious enough to bless us this last few weeks with her motivational poems. And Karen is going to be on the show again today during our motivational moment, reading a poem from her book, Lyrical Images. So stay tuned for that as well. Well, this is April, and the business buzz today is really all about April 18th and filing your taxes on time. And for most business owners, especially those who work from home, most people file a 1040 loan form and then do a Schedule C. And many of the times, even if you are an LLC, you may not have declared your LLC to be to be treated as a separate corporation by the IRS. So then you'll also be, you know, claiming your LLC taxes on the 1040 loan form. So again, these are things that, you know, ahead of time you have to prepare for. Now, if you're not ready to file your taxes, there's nothing more important than filing an extension, which is very, very important. You can find out all of this information at irs.gov. That's irs.gov, G-O-V as in Victor. All the information is there for you. IRS has done a great job of creating a small business section as well. They have really improved 100% on having just great information on their site. And so I encourage you that if you have not filed your taxes yet, I want to quickly give you a few tips that you need to do if you're trying to make that April 18th deadline, you're filing your 1040 loan form. I want you to make sure that you have organized yourself as much as you can. So here's what's important. You want to really go to your banking account online if you have online access, and you want to print out all of your banking statements from January through December of 2010, which is very, very important. Now, as you know, all of your deposits in your business checking account represent the cash coming into your business, okay? So that actually, most of the time, represents your gross income for the year once you add up all of your deposits for the year. Now, if you have more than one account, business account, you'll have to print off all of those. Now, this is if you haven't been properly doing your bookkeeping or having a bookkeeper to take care of that for you, which is the optimal choice. But if you're in a hurry and you're trying to figure out a quick way to get everything organized, printing off your checking account statements is very important. Sometimes when you try to reach back for receipts and you're trying to get all those receipts and different things organized, it's very overwhelming, and you won't be able to, you know, to get everything done in a timely fashion that you so that you can take your information to a tax specialist or an accountant. So most accountants will tell you when you're in a hurry like that, go ahead and print off all of your checking statements with a yellow highlighter, okay? Highlight your deposits, because the deposits will represent your gross income for each of the months, and then, of course, you'll total them for the year. Now, also on your checking statement, you'll see, you know, your expenses for your office expenses. If you are leasing an office, if you're commercial, you'll see all of your check clearances on that. You'll see other charges and different things on there as well, and you'll even see ATM withdrawals, which is considered an owner's draw. So it's important to also just look at each of your monthly accounts and look at, out of your gross income, how much of that actually went towards all of those particular expenditures. Now, what I would recommend that you do also is go to IRS.gov and print off your Schedule C form, because the Schedule C has a really nice, neat checklist there for you, and it will also help you to kind of like work your way through some of the things that you'll need to provide, again, to the IRS, to your tax specialist, or to your accountant. So, you know, one of the things that we have to keep in mind as solo entrepreneurs especially is to stay organized. So, again, no better topic today than to declutter your business life, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Right now, I want to encourage all of you who have already tuned in to bless the life of another businesswoman by flashing over on your phone, or if you're online, going to your Twitter or your Facebook account or other social networks, and really letting them know to dial into the Successful Woman Radio Show at 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. It really helps when you can dial into the show, perhaps on Mondays like this show, and get positive information and resources that you not only can put in your business right away, but you also are tuning into positive energy. It's all about staying in the positive and less about, you know, feeling bad about what you're not doing, and staying focused on what you can do and finding solutions to grow your business and to be that successful woman that you are. And that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. So I really appreciate those of you who have blessed the show and have shared with a lot of other people. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for doing that. In addition to that, I want to let you all know that we are growing at Successful Woman Radio, and we are working on some new and exciting formats for the show. And so hopefully I'll be sharing that information with you guys a little bit later this month or at the top of May. I want to also let you know that we do have a question of the week, and then at the end of the show, I have inspiration of the week, and I want to read to you towards the end of the show some information that I created about literally getting past yourself. Many of you have taken the teleclass Getting Past Me and have emailed and talked about how that has touched your life, and I want to thank you for that, for your emails, because they also encourage me. But I also, you know, in listening to a lot of the things that people were saying, I also came up with, I don't know if you would call it a poem, but I did come up with something about getting past yourself that I think will help you. So between Karen and myself today, we'll be motivating you to really declutter your life, to move forward, and to do the things that you know you need to do to make it happen in your business. But the most important thing that you must think about, know, is that you can't really get down on yourself and really be so hard with yourself about the things that you haven't done to where it causes you to procrastinate and stand still. but you want to stay in motivation mode. You want to learn to become self-directed and self-motivated so that you can get the things done. It doesn't matter how successful a woman is in business, you know, from being successful in a new business and having a few thousand coming in a month to being, you know, successful in a business that you have grown over time and you're creating hundreds of thousands and millions. It doesn't matter. I've talked to women across the gamut, and what I have learned is that we all deal with many of the same things. And when it comes to gaining clarity, staying focused, trying to rid yourself of procrastination, those are all things that we deal with as people, as human beings. And so we have to continually take action and be willing to stay committed so that we can see better results in our lives. And remember, we are looking at successful women to not live surface lives, but we want to live purposeful lives. That means that we have to dig beneath the everyday surface, the keeping up with the Joneses surface, and we have to truly look at what it is, what's important in our lives. I just celebrated my 28th wedding anniversary this last week on April 6th with my husband, Robert, and overall we've been together for 30 years, and that was wonderful. We had a chance to really, we really didn't want to do anything like, you know, go somewhere extremely special. We really just wanted to get away from the everyday hustle and bustle of things. And so we drove down to Kings Bay, Georgia, which is where the state of Georgia touches the Atlantic Ocean. And it was absolutely wonderful just to do nothing. And we had a beautiful, beautiful time. And one of the things that we talked about, and I told my husband, so I'm going to share this with listeners on the show today. We talked about at the end of the day, what's really important in life as we move towards our 50 zone, and as we look at all of the things that we have accomplished and the things that we want to accomplish, at the end of the day, what's really important? And we talked about that, and we made a decision that's what is really important is to have a peace of mind every single day, to wake up with joy in our hearts, to have a peace of mind, and to not have stress that comes from something that we have caused, such as getting in debt, such as making purchases and different things that are adding more stress to our finances, but that we wanted to make good decisions. And it was great to, that both of us were on that same level, that at that same place of wanting that joy and wanting that peace. And so it was just absolutely wonderful for us to talk about that. We also discovered in looking at our goals and our vision that what we want is not going to take as much money as we anticipated, but it's going to take less money. And so one of our goals is to, you know, as we move towards, again, our 50 zones, is to declutter our finances and make sure that we are absolutely debt-free and on a cash basis. That's our big goal, and hopefully you guys have gained some nuggets from what I've just said because it's very, very important. I want to let you know about a couple of events that are happening at Women About Biz. If they're not listed yet, they should be up by the end of the day. First of all, we had a technical difficulty. If you try to take the member orientation on Monday the 4th, we had a technical difficulty. I couldn't get on the line, and so we have rescheduled that orientation for Monday the 18th at 7:30 p.m. So, again, if you're interested in being a member of Women About Biz, whether you're a silver member or a gold member, or if you are a member, you've already joined, but you really want to know more about how to make use of the Women About Biz membership, this is a good orientation for you to take. I'll be giving it personally. You'll be able to ask questions. So, again, that will be Monday, April 18th. And then on Wednesday, the 20th, we will be having our workshop, Marketing 101, learning how to become a savvy marketer. And, of course, Tori Allen will be the individual giving that workshop. And Tori, by the way, is our new marketing advisor at Women About Biz. And we are working hard to create a marketing channel with great information that's going to help you to grow your business, because that's what it's all about. at the end of the day. So on the 20th, she's going to be doing a two-part teleclass on the 20th and the 27th. And this is a free teleclass, and she's going to be talking about how to set the foundation under your marketing plan. Again, we're almost halfway through 2011, and there's no time immediately like now to really start setting the foundation better under your business. If you didn't do a marketing plan, if you aren't quite sure what you need to be doing in marketing, then this is a teleclass that you need to be registering for. And I do see that that teleclass is already up. So if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and then click on events in the top right menu bar, you should be able to find that with ease and register as soon as you can for that teleclass, and spread the news also about the teleclasses that we have at Women About Biz. Our goal always is to bring you quality information that you can put to use right away. It is 12:15 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Well, I want to go ahead and answer a question of the week that we had someone to send in, and this is Susan, who is from Birmingham, Alabama. And Susan says, "Dear Coach Trina, I am very encouraged by the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I have taken so many notes on the show. Could you please, again, talk a little bit about how we can use social networking for our business?" And I want to thank Susan for sending in and writing that question. You know, social networking continues to be somewhat of a puzzle for a lot of business women who are trying to figure out how to really make it happen for themselves and for their business. One of the things that's been happening a lot, Susan, with social networking is that a lot of people have just been joining so many different social networks. And as you know, when you join a lot of different social networks, you are going to get emailed a lot from those groups that you're joining on those networks, and it's going to crowd up your inbox. And so you want to make sure that you're just not clicking and joining social networks just for the sake of doing it. There really has to be some logic behind what you're doing, or else you'll find yourself every day on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and many other social networks. You'll find yourself on those networks basically browsing, but really not getting any value out of it as far as being able to brand yourself. So first of all, let me just give you some clarity, Susan, and let you know that for a businesswoman, the purpose of social networking is to basically brand your business, okay? And branding is very important. A lot of people who are in business in the very beginning think that if they go and they just put a sales pitch up online, that somebody should see it and click on it and purchase, and that's how they will get their sales. But that's just not true. One of the most important aspects of marketing, because branding is a part of the marketing system, is that branding is getting the word out about your business. It's really exposing your business and your expertise about your business to those who don't know about you. And social networking really does provide what I would consider a very good background, foundation, and environment for you to do that. The thing is that you have to know who your target market is first, okay? And that's very important. You know, is your target market women between the ages of 18 and 55? Is your target women who have a specific type of income, maybe from 30 to 75,000? You know, what's your target market? Do you know what your target market is? And, you know, that's one of the things that I know Tori Allen, our marketing advisor, talks about all the time, is that most small business owners don't really know their target market. When they say yes, they think that they know it just from what they the knowledge that they have in their heads. They just kind of come up with, this has got to be my target market. But no, finding your target market does require some research, and it does require you sometimes to do focus group studies and to look at your past customers or clients and what they have done. And so social networking is no different. You're wanting to brand your business. And here's what that means again. It means that you're wanting to expose your business and to shout out to all of those who don't know who you are, hey, here I am. This is my expertise, and this is what I do. Now, there is a technique in social networking, however, Susan, that you have to use, and that is it's not taken real well when you are very brash and you become the pink, what I call the pink plaid jacket saleswoman. You know, you're going to get on there, and it's like, buy my ABC product for $39.95, because people don't know you. Social networking also is about trust. It's no different than offline marketing, and so you have to gain what I call familiar trust with individuals who are online and social networking. So what you need to do is look at how can you brand your business by writing useful tips and articles and resources. How can you highlight your products or your services without being too hard saleswoman? How can you highlight those? Well, some of the ways you can do that in social networking is, number one, you can do it by writing useful tips, useful articles, and you always want to be quick with it. So I really like it when I see, you know, five ways to do something or three ways to do something, or when I see catchy subjects that grab my attention. I'm always going to look at those type of things. In addition to that, you might want to share resources that fall outside of your business but complement your business. You might want to go to YouTube and look up various keywords or phrases that complement your business, because you may want to share a YouTube video on a social network. You can offer special discounts at the end of your post and with a link back to your website, which is very, very important. And Susan, here's something else that I think is very important on social networking. When individuals want to connect with you, most of the time they will, if they see your post and they've read it, they will take a look at your profile. The wonderful thing about your profile on social networks is that this is where you do get to brag. This is where you do get to post pictures, videos, links. You do get to be more salesy on your profile page. This is where you really, really get to boast. So you really have to make sure, okay, first of all, that you have a very good and solid description of who you are and what you do. That's first and foremost. You also want to have some type of offer on your profile page, whether it is a 30-minute consultation, whether it is a sample product that you're more than willing to send someone in the mail. You want to have some type of offer to get people to react and connect with you, which is very, very important. You also want to make a list of the types of industries that are compatible with yours, but they don't do exactly what you do. And you want to friend those people and say, hey, this is me, and this is what I do. I noticed that you do this. Let's exchange links with one another, and let's definitely spread the word about one another on our social networks, which is very, very important as well. So social networking can be extremely useful when you know how to use it. And so, Susan, I want to encourage you to definitely go to Women About Biz. We have a great article, I think, in the Business Growth Channel about social networking 101 and social networking 102, which will help you and all of those who are listening. In addition to that, I always like to encourage you and all of you who are listening to request a power talk with me when you're wanting to brainstorm and figure out, you know, how to come up with a solution or how to accomplish something. And that's exactly what a power talk is. It's a 30-minute energy-filled conversation with me, your success coach, and what I'm able to do is really give you a good idea of how coaching can really help you to accomplish things a lot faster. To schedule a power talk, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. You click on services and then business coaching, and from there you'll see the information to schedule your free power talk. Now, I've had people in the past ask me, Trina, I've had a power talk before. Can I get another one? And what I try to do is, if you're not a gold member at Women About Biz, I'll give you one free power talk each year. So if you have not had a power talk yet, this is a good time to go ahead and schedule it. And let me know two or three challenges or some solutions you're trying to come up with for your business. And then I'm able to give you some ideas and put this 20-plus years of experience as a business owner and helping people in business to use. So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you who are interested in getting a power talk. Susan, once again, thank you so much for writing in your question. And for all of you who are listening, please feel free to send your questions to the Successful Woman Radio Show to info@SuccessfulWomanRadio. That's info@SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And just label it question of the week in the subject line, and then proceed with your question, and then we will be able to answer your question live on the air. It is 12:25 past the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to right now set the pace for what we're going to be talking about today, and that is something that's dear to my heart, and that is decluttering your business life, decluttering your business life. You know, if you find yourself procrastinating all the time, if you find yourself being stressed and not being able to keep organized or not being able to gain clarity on what's priority in your business, or if you find yourself at the end of every week really not having made as much money as you would have liked to, or not having accomplished the goals that you set out to accomplish at the beginning of the week, perhaps it's time for you to declutter your business life. Now, I got this idea on decluttering. For some reason, the word declutter was popping up at me several times since the beginning of the month. I know that I purchased a O magazine, and, of course, that was the March issue, and one of her big topics is declutter your life, of which is very good. They have different, I think about four or five articles on decluttering your home, decluttering your office, decluttering a lot of other things, and how to stay organized. And so it's a pretty good issue. You can always go to your public library and see your copy of O if you don't want to buy a copy, but they do have a great article in there on decluttering your life as well. But what I want to talk about more of is as it pertains to our business life. And so what we're going to do is we're first going to have our motivational moment with Karen Kimbrough. And I keep wanting to say Kim, but it's Karen Kimbrough. And Karen, I hope that you are on the call and live. I'm excited that you have been a part of the show this month, and you have given us really some great food for thought with your words. So after the motivational moment music, you'll hear Karen Kimbrough, who will be giving us a poem from her book, Lyrical Images.
Good afternoon, Trina, and all of the audience at Successful Woman Radio. This is Karen, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. I'm going to do Let It Go from my book Lyrical Images. Since this is a declutter topic today, let it go, let it go, let it go. Let go of anything that is holding you back. Let go of self-limiting thoughts. Let go of problems that are not yours. Let go of self-doubt. Let go of pain. Let go of suffering. Let go. Release your grip on anything that is not for your highest or greatest good. Free yourself of dead weight. To climb a ladder, you have to let go of the lower rung. To drive a car, You have to let go of the brake and step on the accelerator. To step forward, you have to let go of your current spot and take the step forward. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Release the baggage. Clear the clutter. What is past is past. Let it go.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Bravo. Karen, thank you so much. And I really like let go of your courage spot. Talk about that a little bit, and what does that mean?
Letting go of your current spot pretty much means you need to move forward. What's past is past, and the only thing that we really have responsibility for now is this present moment and what we're going to do for the next moment.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything in particular, Karen, that motivated you to write Let It Go?
Pretty much knowing that the internal clutter is reflected externally and your external clutter is reflected internally. And I just felt like I was at a stagnated point at different times and with clutter on the inside and on the external. So I had to write this Let It Go. And in here, I didn't necessarily talk about people, but since I've evolved even more, that means that you might need to let go of some people that aren't necessarily pluses in your life. There was a situation when, well, actually one of my other groups that I belonged to, sales groups at the time, they said, do a T column, put a plus and a minus, and put people's names on either side. It's like people adding to your life or subtracting in your life. You need more pluses and to get rid of the minuses and even the equals. If they're not adding, they need to go.
Wow, that's deep. That's very deep. I really thank you for that. And for those of you who are listening, Karen Kimbrough is an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, author, and life coach. And you can learn more about Karen in two ways. Number one, you can visit her website, which is, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong, lyricalimages.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
L-Y-R-I-C-A-L. Images, images.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Also, you can connect with Karen on the Women About Biz community. Karen, you can just put in Karen Kimbrough, and you can find her in the community and connect with her as your friend in the Women About Biz community as well. And, Karen, I know that you're on Facebook. What is your Facebook address?
Karen Inspires 2 is my fan page, and that's no spaces, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Inspires, I-N-S-P-I-R-E-S, and the number 2, and that's my fan page.
Okay, wonderful. And of course, the poem, Let It Go, that Karen read is from her book, Lyrical Images, as well. And we are going to be giving out some prizes today with Lyrical Images as we talk about declutter. I want to hear from the listeners today. Are there some things that you need to declutter? Can you share that with us today? What is it that you feel that you need to declutter in your business? You just simply press *1 on your phone, and you will be a winner of Karen's book, Lyrical Images, and we appreciate your comments that you will be able to make about decluttering your business. And Karen, thank you so very much for your blessing of your poems. They mean a lot, and they really motivate individuals. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trina.
Okay. So we have just heard Karen Kimbrough during our motivational moment, and she's been reading poems from her book, Lyrical Images. And I believe that we have someone already on line 8375. If the last four of your phone number is 8375, you are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, and let us know how you want to declutter your business. Go ahead. Caller, you're live on the air. Caller, last four, 8375. Okay. Well, we're going to go with caller, last four, 8147. Caller, 8147, you're live on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Jerry Sue Williams.
Did you say Jerrica Williams?
Jerry Sue Williams.
Okay, Jerry Sue Williams. And what city are you calling from?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Jerry Sue. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you, Trina. I've spoken with you in the past, and I've thoroughly enjoyed your wisdom. And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What is it that you want to declutter in your business?
I want to get more organized so I can be able to manage the businesses that I have as well as my family and work. Collaborate and coordinate all those things so it'll be less clutter.
Okay, wonderful. You're going to hear some tips in a little bit about that. You are
great.
The winner of the book Lyrical Images by Karen Kimbrough, and Andrea will be calling you a little bit later to get your address and get that book out to you, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Do we have another caller? Caller, if you are on 8375, I thought, 8375, but perhaps not. You can press star 1 on your phone keypad if you like to be a winner of the book Lyrical Images and also share with us what you need to declutter in your life. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we want to thank everybody who's on the show today. It's still not too late to flash over and get on another line and call someone and say, hey, get on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Great topic on decluttering your business life today. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. We have a caller whose last four of their phone number is 0071. Caller, you're live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Blessings and happy anniversary. This is Sandy Williams, Dayton, Ohio.
Wonderful. Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. I want to thank you for all of the wonderful support that you are giving us in the social community on Women About Biz. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Sandy, what do you think about the topic today, decluttering your business life? What are the things that you feel like you need to declutter?
It is right on tee. Going in circles, trying to get past negative vibes, people with selfish reasons, discernment, being on the right track, staying focused.
Mm-hmm,
and then smiling when you don't want to smile. And
mm-hmm,
so that's a declutter area.
Absolutely. And, like Karen talked about, sometimes we have to do that plus and that minus, and sometimes we have to declutter the people in our lives. Sometimes it sounds a little harsh, but it's true.
Yes.
Sometimes we do have to declutter the people in our lives and make sure that we have genuine business relationships and make sure that we surround ourselves with people that are going to be encouraging. But we also have to be encouraging to them as well.
That's true.
And so that's very, very important. Sandy, you are the winner of the book Lyrical Images by Karen Kimbrough. And, of course, Andrea has your phone number, and she'll be connecting with you to get that book to you. Thank you so much for dialing
in.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care. We are so excited at Successful Woman Radio. Every time we have so many people that are connecting with us, and Sandy is someone that I didn't know. We just, she connected, and we just started talking and conversing via email, and I find her to be a very beautiful person. Sandy, by the way, also has a nonprofit organization, and we're going to be doing spots on nonprofit organizations that women are starting to help the other communities. So, Sandy, don't be surprised when I call you and ask you to be one of our guests on the show to talk about your nonprofit. It is 12:38 after the hour, and again, I do believe that we have one more book prize left, and so if you are interested in getting that copy of Lyrical Images, just press star 1 on your phone keypad and let us know how you plan on decluttering your business life. I'm going to go ahead right now and just really get into the meat of our topic and discussion today. And I got resources from different places. I came up with my own, and then I also have resources from another individual that I read her article, and I was totally inspired. Her name is Kristen Bertleson of Queen Bee Organizing, and I read a really good article that she did on really learning how to organize yourself. And then I also came up with some great decluttering tips, mental, physically, that I think are going to help you as well. So first of all, let's just talk about decluttering and what decluttering actually means, okay? First of all, we have to define what the word clutter is, first of all. And clutter is anything that occupies space in a disorganized manner, okay? So cluttering is anything that you do to disorganize or disorganize your space. It could be piles of paper on your desk. It could be books that you've had stacked up. It could be stuff that you have put what I call stored away because you wanted it out of your sight, but really you didn't do anything with it, so it became a part of the clutter. Okay, and as you know, on television we've seen reality series pop up about individuals who are chronic pilers. They clutter. They store stuff, you know, and it can really get out of hand. Well, for our business life, I want to say that there are two types of cluttering. There is the physical cluttering where you actually have office materials and papers and business cards and all these different things stored all around you, and there is no clarity. There is no organization, and because of it, you really don't have a priority of what you're supposed to be doing every day because this clutter is causing you to be overwhelmed. Now, that's the physical clutter. There's also in business the mental clutter, okay? That is, you can be multitasking so much because oftentimes business women tend to multitask in their minds. They don't necessarily write it down on the paper. Somebody calls and say, hey, could I get some information on your business service? And you say, oh, sure, yeah, I have your name and address here. Okay, not a problem. And they fail to write it down. And then they'll move on and go to a networking meeting and you know, start talking to someone, and the person will say, hey, we should get together sometime. Why don't you give me a call? I'll be in the office after four. Why don't we connect later today and schedule some time? Okay, sure, that's great. You move on with saying all of these yeses without actually having written anything down. And that's the first way that women in business really, really get themselves in trouble, okay? Trying to carry too many things in your short-term memory can truly put you in overload and have you feeling overwhelmed. So there's nothing like taking the time, and this is the first tip. There's nothing like taking the time to sit down and create your daily operations system that will help you to have a flowing and productive day. Now, I organize my business in a 1-inch three-ring binder that I use for my daily operations. And anybody that has been coached by me knows about the daily operations plan that I have. And there's an article in the business growth section also about creating your daily operations plan. Well, I basically just purchased the Avery Ready Index that comes with 10 color-coded tabs. For me, I needed 10 tabs because I do a lot. And each color tab represents an area of importance in my business. So literally, I have this red binder that's my operations binder, and everything that I do in a functional manner, I do from within that binder. So, for instance, my tab number one is my action calendar and planning system. So every day, morning, afternoon, and evening, I look at my planner to see what my appointments are, to see what I need to what I need to be doing, and to also schedule tasks and follow-up items from the previous day. My tab two, for example, is follow-up notes / prospects. So if I have to follow up with anybody, and for me, if someone sends me an email, I still find it necessary, if it's something that I have to follow up on, I still find it necessary to quickly print that email out, three-hole punch it, highlight what I need to follow up on and put it in my follow-up section so that I can make it happen. And so that's pretty much how I do that. I also, anyone that's a prospect and that was interested in my service or anything like that, I also put a follow-up note in there so that I can follow up and get that person anything that I promised them. That's very important. My tab 3, for instance, is finances and budget. And one of the things that I do is I print out my, every month I print out the previous month's checking statement, and I really want to look over to see if there are any odd charges. I want to look at it to see, you know, how much money I'm spending, you know, what am I doing. And that really helps me to stay and align myself within budget as well. I also use this section to create cash flows for any new projects such as conferences, workshops, or anything like that. And then, of course, I have tab number 4, for instance, is Successful Woman Radio. And that tab is for show planning and for the guests that I may want to have on the show. So I try to keep structured. I have 6 other tabs that I keep everything in, and together within this binder is the functionality. And then I set rules for myself. There are daily, weekly, and monthly things that I have to follow up on, and I make sure that I put that in my action planner, that I actually schedule a time slot for that. Now, last week I shared something with you, and I'm going to share it with you again. There are 3 core areas, I'm sorry, actually 4 core areas that you have to pay close attention to and prioritize on a daily basis. The first core area is your time management calendar. You need to be looking at that every morning, afternoon, and evening before you retire for the day. The next 3 core areas, number 1 is the follow-up items, okay? You need to have follow-up items that through the course of the day you're going to be talking to people or you're going to be on your email or in social networks, things that you need to follow up with. You're listing those items every day, and the reason why you're listing those items is because you want to make sure that you place the follow-up items in a time management slot. For everything that you have to take action to, it requires you to place it in a time slot. And I think, you know, as far as decluttering your life, what happens with women is that we have a tendency to make this huge to-do list of all these business things that we have to get done, and then we actually never put them in a time slot. Instead, we go about the day making appointments and scheduling everything else, and then at the end of the week we realize we never got any of those follow-up items done, and guess what, out of sight, out of mind. And this is really how we lose money. The third core area that we should be paying attention to is the daily connection calls, which is very, very important. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that you have to have customers or clients. And the only way you're going to get those customers or clients is to expose and brand yourself to people that don't know who you are, that need to know who you are. And one of the ways I recommend that is to connect with 4 people daily that are new. They don't know who you are, but you're going to call and connect with those individuals. And once you know who those people are, you list their name and their phone number, and then get blocked. Some time off, usually an hour, 15 minutes for each phone call. Block some time off so that you can make your daily connection calls. And then, of course, the 4th core area that you really need to pay attention to is new tasks for action, okay? That means that throughout the course of your day, there are going to be conversations, there are going to be certain actions that you take that will create a new task for you to do, and that task itself requires action. Well, you need to write that down, but you also need to put it in a time management slot. So it's very, very important that you have that. I actually created a daily action calendar utilizing that system that I used, and I did share that with individuals who took the Getting Past Me teleclass. However, I'm happy to say that I am creating a time management planner for business women, and I'm trying to get it completed as soon as possible, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Those of you who don't have a time management system yet or want to try this one, you'll be able to try it. So, again, I am in the process of creating a time management planner for business women. So hopefully I'll be able to share that with you within the next couple of weeks, and you will be able to see the system and utilize it. And trust me, it really works for me, and it has worked for many of my clients as well. It is 10:49 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we're talking about decluttering. I want to go ahead and talk about a little bit more about mental decluttering as well. As I said before, I just told you that one of the parts of mental decluttering in your mind is that we try to carry too many things in our mind. So I gave you the tip of sitting down and creating your daily operations plan or your system that will help you to have a flowing and productive work day. Again, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and read how to create your daily operations plan in the business growth channel. But I also want to talk to you about journaling, because journaling really does help you to declutter your mind. If you're like me, you come up with many business ideas every day or every week. You come up with new ideas to implement in your business, and you can't put all of that into action right away. And many of those things you'll decide not to put into action, but you need to be able to brain dump. You need to be able to get that out of your mind so that you can have it cleared. And one of the best ways to do that is to keep a business journal, which helps you to declutter your mind. You simply need a spiral-bound notebook that you're going to be able to date each day and really just kind of write down any ideas that have come up or any things that you need to improve on or change in your business. It really does help you to declutter all of those thoughts going through your mind, okay? On the physical side, Karen, of course, mentioned in her comments that sometimes you have to declutter yourself of people, places, or things that really aren't meaning you any good. And I want to stress the point, while that sounds a little bit harsh, sometimes we have to hear harsh things in order to improve and have a more purposeful life. We can also have a lot of clutter in our most important spaces that can overwhelm us right away. So, for example, on a physical nature, if you walk into your office and there's a desk full of paper and folders all scattered, it will be hard to focus on what's priority. You might find yourself shuffling paper and trying to gain, you know, some sense of organization, only to learn that it's been hours and nothing has gotten done. So a quick rule of thumb is to keep your personal workspace clear at all times. A simple desk file holder for your current projects that you're working on can be very, very handy, as long as you don't use it as a filing space, but literally keep the things that you need to have in your sight for that day. Also with filing, I want to remind you guys, the best practice for filing is to do it as it comes up. One of the most useful tools that I personally use is called the Brother P-Touch Labeler, okay? And this allows me to easily create a label, place it on a file, and keep moving. And I have a quick filing system. A lot of my clients and people who come to my home office say, how do you keep your office so clean? Now, every time I come in, it's you know, clean. Well, here's the thing. I have a filing system, okay? So I get the hanging folders, and I also get the manila folders, and I basically have some manila folders and spare hanging folders in my right-hand desk drawer. So as I need to create a folder for a new client or a new project, I automatically create a label for it. And speaking of new projects, that's one of the things that I do. When I have a new project, I automatically make a folder for it. Now, a lot of people might say, well, if the project's not going to be too long, maybe you don't need to make a folder. I make a folder for all of my projects so that, and then I alphabetize my filing drawer so that if I need to find the information that I had pertaining to that project, I can look it up alphabetically and go to it right away. And that really dumps out of my mind. And so that really, really helps me a lot. Now, the next option, if you don't want to file as it comes up, is to identify 30 minutes per day for office organization where you turn off the phones and set a timer and do your filing and filter your in-basket 30 minutes every single day. Now, if you do that, you will see a great improvement in decluttering yourself. Now, at the end of the day, as I said, it's all about getting new customers. So, again, you need to schedule that 1 hour daily to call 4 to 5 new contacts to help yourself keep efficient with this, okay? I recommend, again, that you have a section in your daily operations plan, a follow-up daily connection calls, a new tab, so that you can automatically place that information in a time slot every single day. I said this to a couple of people that I have coached before, and that is, you know, life is really about being structured. If you're not willing to get structured in your business life or your personal life, what's going to happen is that you're going to be disorganized and continue to experience this overwhelmness, and it has a great impact on your business profit. Because at the end of the day, as the solo entrepreneur, as the businesswoman, your most priority should be getting new clients. It really is. It should be your current clients and getting new clients. That's really what it's all about. But there's always going to be administrative tasks that come about as a result of you trying to do that. So you have to get structured and you have to stay organized. So decluttering is very important. And I would go so far as to say that we really need to declutter every week to make sure that we are filtering out and getting to the things that are most important. Now, here are some other quick tips from Kristlyn Bertlinson of Queen Bee Organizing, and her website is queenbee, as in boy, organizing.com. Here's what she says. She says, if there are any bins that are stacked with important papers in them, toss them. These bins are home to sleeping papers. The bottom of the pile just hibernates there for long periods of time. Exchange the sleeping papers with hanging and waiting papers. This would be a desk, on-desk hanging file system that would contain your most important papers, and I tend to agree with her on that. She also talks about the 4 vital folders. She says the file system on your desk should contain these 4 folders: to-do, to-file, incoming, unopened, and pending. So again, 4 folders: to do, to file, incoming / unopened, and pending. If your desk is always getting cluttered with paper, you will find these categories a huge time saver. This gives you a way to not only pick up your desk, clean up your desk area, but also gain control of the massive amount of paperwork that lands on your desk on a daily basis. And here's a side note tip for me again. Your business bills that are coming in, and even on a personal basis, create a folder for each of your recurring bills, okay, that you receive via paper in the mail. Immediately open the envelopes, staple them, and put them in their folder. And when you're ready to deal with them and pay your bills, you can just take those folders out at the end of the month and start processing your bills. But if you just pile up those envelopes, nothing is going to get better, okay? One other tip that she says that I really, really like is 3 grows a day. And, you know, we've talked about this, but she says every day do 3 things that will help your business to grow. Decide how long you want these to take and how you will accomplish them. And then each night before finishing your day, write down the 3 things you will do to grow your business that next morning. Then make it your number one task of the day to accomplish these things. And then she says, for instance, say your goal is to have growth. Take 5 minutes and to be about customer service. Each morning, choose 3 people to email or contact from your recent customers just to ask them how their experience was. This contact will stick out in your customer's mind and let them know you truly care about their experience, okay? And, you know, it's just so important to declutter yourself. But when you declutter, it actually causes you to not procrastinate as much. So I hope that these tips that I've given you today are actually going to help you in decluttering yourself. And stay tuned, because we are going to be writing an article on decluttering your business life and give you some more tips in that article that is coming out this week. I am so excited. I feel so blessed that you are a listener with Successful Woman Radio, and I ask that you just share information again about what we're trying to do with this radio show. On behalf of Women About Biz, I want to thank you for being a listener today, and make sure you tune in on Monday for our Successful Woman Radio show at 12 noon. Take care and stay prosperous.